Hello, everyone, and welcome. It is the GUI Precap. It's a recap of all the things that are going to have happened for the week of September 12th, 2022, before it happens. My name is Bruce, and let's get started with the GUI pick of the week. Hulu is premiering the fifth and final season of The Handmaid's Tale. This is one of the only series that I had to quit because it made me so angry. I just couldn't watch it. But honestly, that's what makes it really well done. I was just getting so pissed. All right. For TV pages, on Monday, NBC has the 74th Annual Emmy Awards live. Fox has the finale of Don't Forget the Lyrics. TLC, you have 90 days, the Single Life premiere. For Tuesday, Fox has the Academy of Country Music Honors. For Wednesday, CBS has the finale of The Challenge USA. NBC has the finale of Password and America's Got Talent. And Fox has the finale of MasterChef. For Thursday, ABC, you've got the finales of Pressure Luck and Generation Gap. And then you have the premiere of Truth and Lies, The Crocodile of Wall Street. For FX, you have the premiere of Atlanta. For Friday, NBC, there's the premiere of Dateline NBC and the finale of Dynasty on CW. Saturday, CW has the finale of Masters of Illusion. Sunday, ABC has the finale of The Final Straw, and AMC's has the finale of Tales of the Walking Dead. For movies coming out this week, there is The Woman King, the historical epic inspired by true events that happened in the kingdom of Dahomey, one of the most powerful states of Africa during the 18th and 19th centuries. For Blu-ray coming out, you have Elvis, Lightyear, and Where the Crawdads Sing. For online services, Netflix, you have Joe Coy live from the LA Forum, Cyberpunk Edge Runners, Broad Peak, Heartbreak High, Sins of Our Mother, Tarum, Do Revenge, Drifting Home, Scandal, Bringing Down Wirecard, Fate, The Winx Saga, and Santo. Hulu, like I said, you have The Handmaid's Tale. Prime, there's Goodnight Mommy. Disney, you have Maja. And for Paramount, you have the My Dream Quesañera. For video games coming out this week, there's Little Orpheus, 13, You Suck at Parking, Bear and Breakfast, Metal Hellslinger, Outer Wilds, Splitgate, Wayward Strand, and Return to Monkey Island. For GUI News, some of the shows are on hiatus this week. Check out the website and social media to find out what shows are going to be releasing this week. For one more thing, D23 was last weekend, and if you don't know what that is Disney's own version of Comic-Con, where it's strictly Disney properties. There were a lot of reveals, but at the same time, not a lot of new information. So I'm going to go over what I can find. Let's start with the Disney movies being revealed. There's Hocus Pocus 2 coming out the end of this month, Disenchanted, a sequel to Enchanted, Peter and Wendy, which is going to give them a little more of a backstory, Haunted Mansion will have Jamie Lee Curtis starring in it, Mufasa will be the Lion King prequel, and of course it's going to be live action as well, Snow White will have Gail Godot as the Evil Queen, and the Little Mermaid trailer was released, and get ready for the internet to start crying because Ariel isn't white. Then you've got the Pixar releases. Elemental will have the elements such as fire and water as the main characters. Ilo, where an 11-year-old boy is transported to another universe and is mistaken as an ambassador for Earth. And Inside Out 2 has been greenlit. Disney Animation released new information about Strange World and Wish. So for Lucasfilms, Andor will be released later this month, and Season 2 is already in production. Willow is being described as Disney's version of Game of Thrones, whatever the hell that's supposed to mean. Bad Batch 2 will be happening in January of 23. Tales of the Jedi will have 6 episodes and will be focusing on Ahsoka and Dooku. They also talked about new series like The Skeleton Crew and Mandalorian Season 3. Indiana Jones 5 does not have a release title yet, but Harrison Ford is really proud of it. Now let's talk about some Marvel. They started with Wakanda Forever and will lead directly into Ironheart, which her villain will be the Hood. Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, Ant-Man is being asked to recover or steal something that was stolen from Kang. Marvel's Halloween special this year will be Werewolf by Night, which is going to be shot in black and white. Secret Invasion series is Nick Fury returning to Earth as a war against possibly the evil Skrulls, and that event will lead directly into Armor Wars. Loki Season 2 will have a very Kang-heavy presence. Echo will include the Kingpin, which will lead directly into Daredevil Born Again. Captain America New World Order will be facing the leader, the gamma-powered intellect that was hinted at in the end of The Incredible Hulk. And finally, you have the cast of The Thunderbolts was released and shots of The Marvels. So, yeah, lots of information, but not a lot of new stuff. All right, this has been the GUI Precap. You can follow along with all of the fun times at GUIPodcast.com. If you want to contact us, email us at geeksundertheinfluence@gmail.com. Call us and leave a voicemail. It's 804-505-4484. That's 804-505-4GUI. My name is Bruce, and of course, all of these things happen because I'm from the future. So be nice to yourself and each other.
GUIPodcast.com.